mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
We are now at the top of the hour, so forgive my faux pas earlier on.
Buenos dias.
It is 12 o'clock. We have now morphed into Sunday
morning.
Good morning to everybody. And we are still coming in loud and clear in your ear through your speakers, laptop, computer, on the radio. If you're living right here in Dallas, Texas, where we are on 100.7 FM on your radio dial. And those of you that don't live in Dallas but still want to hear us, you can listen to us on thewordfm.com. And we come through just as powerful and as clear right then and there. You are listening to Crystal the Rock / Dallas. That's what we're going to be known as on our Facebook page. But before we get rolling again with this last hour, our topic tonight is God Loves Me Too. And the first segment or so, we really broke down and started talking about for our listeners that we are always on God's mind. But Pastor Ricky really gave us something to think about. And so now we are going to morph into this next to the last segment of the night. We're going to talk about how we matter to God and to others. So, Pastor Ricky, will you pick back up how you were talking about how can people think about God's love if they've lost a job, a relationship, somebody has died? Would you expound on that for us some more and then speak on it bilingually? And maybe we can get Miss Tina in here with her opinion.
Well, we live in a fallen world.
Yeah.
And bad things happen to good people, Pastor Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we go through a series of events, but God uses that to draw you to his love.
Yes.
And sometimes we don't understand ourselves as believers, and we have to be more understanding to the people that we're speaking tonight, because they might not understand why, if God loves me so much, why did this and why that? Well, we have to understand one thing, that God is not the orchestrator of all that stuff.
Right.
There's things that come at us, and we have to understand that in the midst of all that, God uses that situation or circumstances to draw you to his love. And when that happens, Pastor Mark, there's hope in the midst of the affliction. There's hope that is burst in you through the love of God, because he never fails.
Right.
The love of God never fails.
You know what I noticed, Tina and Ricky? I noticed that we're talking about how we matter to God and how we matter to others, and no matter what's going on in our lives, that's a fact. But if you were to turn on the news and to watch the newspapers, buy a newspaper, turn on the news, you know, some of the stories that you see are, you know, babies left to fend for themselves.
Yeah.
Babies left in hotels while the parents run off. You know, children thrown into the rivers and sold as human traffickers, or abortion is legalized. You have abusive parents that care more about dressing themselves up and having the latest fashions. But the kids look bad, smell bad, have no training. And yet, we wonder why we have a generation growing up with acceptance and self-esteem issues. And the Bible lets us know that we need to start early in teaching our generation that we matter to God.
Well, you know what is lacking in that household?
What?
Love.
Love, definitely. But how can a person even grasp love if they don't see love modeled in the home?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that we want to get across to our listeners tonight, because we know that somebody is listening that grew up in a single parent household. And they didn't see, or they may have even grown up in an abusive household.
Yeah.
And all they saw was either physical or verbal abuse between mother and dad, or vice versa. But here's the reality. If you didn't see love modeled, then if you don't really grasp God's love for you, then you're just going to repeat that cycle.
Exactly. Well, it's history will repeat itself.
Right.
And so I was raised in a home like that.
Okay.
See, and let's get kind
great
of close.
Testimony. Yeah,
close
and
personal here, because it's hard to comprehend your dad not showing you love.
Yeah.
And then when people come across it with a message of God's love, you don't believe that.
Okay.
Because your own dad, you know, your natural dad, don't show you love. And that's one of the things that I learned.
Yeah.
And so how can you love somebody when you were never taught to love?
Okay.
Or to be kind?
Okay.
Because love is kind.
Okay.
How can you be patient with somebody when there's no love there?
Right.
And so my dad never showed me love.
Mm-hmm.
He did it when he was drunk.
Okay.
But that's not love.
Right.
That was the only way that he could demonstrate some kind of affection.
Yeah.
Towards me and my brothers.
Right.
Because I believe that he was not taught how to love.
Okay.
He was not shown love.
Okay. Well, let me share this scripture with our listeners, because that's a beautiful testimony that you just shared. And I can promise you that God had somebody tune in just to hear you say that, Pastor Ricky, because they are living that exact
right.
same situation
yes.
right now. And here's a very serious moment, because now that person is sitting there like, okay, so explain why I'm supposed to believe that I matter to God and to somebody else. Here's the scripture, Psalm 27 and 10. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will take care of me,
yes.
or the Lord will hold me close. I want Pastor Ricky yes. to read that in Spanish, Psalm 27 and 10, because he just summed up what happened in his life, and I'm sure he's made it right, and he understands that love now between he and his dad. But we want you to know that the Bible says, even if father and mother abandon me, the Lord, I still matter to him, and he loves and will take care of me. Read
so
that
amazing. El Pastor Mark leyó una escritura de Salmo 27:10. Dice, aunque mi padre y madre me dejaran, con todo, Jehová me recoge o me recibe. I told the people that regardless if the mother and father will abandon them, God will receive them in their arms.
Yeah, that's exactly yeah. what the scripture yeah. just said.
That's what the love of God says. And now that my father received the love of God,
mm-hmm.
our relationship has been healed
yeah.
and restored
Amen.
Because
yeah.
of the love of God.
Yeah. And so what we want you all to get tonight, just out of that verse, is we're not saying kick your mom and dad to the curb or vice
nope.
versa. That's definitely not what we're saying. But what we're trying to get everybody to lock into is if you get that vertical love first,
yes.
then
you
will get the horizontal
That's
love.
It.
But if you're trying to get that horizontal first, then everything's going to be messed up
you know
and
what?
Nothing's going to fall in order.
You're going to be going to the left, looking to the left,
right.
and looking to the right. You're
right.
going to get hurt.
Right. And so the Bible teaches us that it is our job, those of us on the Crystal the Rock team, that we understand that on a bad day, on a good day, on a horrible day, on a day when everybody in the world might seem like they're against you, this is what God wants you to know through us tonight. You matter to God.
Yes.
And to those around you. Here's what the Bible says God is thinking about you. And I want my sister Tina, to come in with her opinions on this verse. Jeremiah 29 and 11. This is God talking.
Amen.
About his children. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end, or to give you a future and a hope. That's something that should empower us that, man, if nobody else holds me close, if nobody else accepts me, you know what? I matter to God. He's thinking about me, and he's got great plans for me. What do you think about that, Miss Tina, when it talks about God literally making plans for those that he loves?
I think that he gives us nuggets, and sometimes people miss them.
Okay.
And those nuggets, I know for me personally, whether they're little things he'll do for me or say to me through someone, help me get through and help me hold on to the
mm-hmm.
hope. And so I think that people are so busy running around doing their own thing, and life kind of just rolls so fast that they miss some of the things that he does and says
mm-hmm.
to you. So my advice would be to just slow down a little bit and
yeah.
spend a little time with
yeah.
him. And
that's
you'll pick up those little nuggets
yeah.
that'll
yeah.
keep giving you little hopes and dreams, and you'll see that he does care
yeah.
and he is delivering.
Well, I want to read that verse in Spanish, because that
okay.
word my Bible says plans, which means also thoughts.
Yes, he's thinking.
I know
of
the
you.
Thoughts that yeah. I have, to, and they're good thoughts.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read that in Spanish because it's so powerful.
That's Porque great, yo Pastor sé Ricky, yeah.
los pensamientos que tengo acerca de vosotros, dice Jehová, pensamientos de paz y no del mal, para darte el fin que tú esperas. You know what he literally says there, Pastor Mark and yeah. Tina, that all of God's thoughts, which are innumerable, you can't count them, right?
Right, can't even count them.
I mean, so many, millions and millions of thoughts daily towards you and me and everybody else. Mm-hmm. All his thoughts are working towards giving you that expected
the
end.
The best, yeah.
Yeah, and his love gives you the best. He already did by giving yeah. us Christ.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so his grace is working in all sufficient in,
yeah.
in our lives to bring us to that expected end.
You said God thinks about us. And listeners, we want you all to understand. You said God thinks about us so much, but it's like grains of sand on the beach that yep. can't even be numbered.
Exactly.
God dropped in my spirit a literal verse so that you all just don't take our words for it. When we come and give you scripture, book, chapter, and verse,
amen.
You can go to the Bible and you can find it out for yourself and see exactly what God says about you. So when Pastor Ricky said God's thoughts towards us are like the grains of sand, I want you all to think real quick, just for a minute. I want you all to think about any beach that you can possibly think of that you've possibly been to, be it in Galveston, uh-huh. be it in the Gulf of Mexico, any beach. I don't care. I'm a Desert Storm soldier. I was in the military when we were about to go over. My class, nursing, was the last one on
wow.
the way over to Desert Storm before, and we looked up, the war was over. But that's
wow.
that's not my point. But here's what I'm trying to say. Think about, we did some training out in the desert before we were to go, and that was out in California. And it's a lot of grains of sand on a beach or in a desert.
Yeah. Yep.
And so let's mm-hmm. think about this. It would be silly to go out to try to count grains of sand.
Right.
It's impossible.
It's impossible, yeah.
Think about the stars in the sky. They can't be counted.
Yeah.
But that's just how much, watch this, Psalm 139 verse 17, or should I say verse 18.
Yes.
Both of those verses tell you how much God thinks about you right now. I'm going to read them for you. How dear or how precious are your thoughts, God, toward me? How great is the number of them? Verse 18. If I made up their number, if I should count your thoughts toward me, verse 18 says, it would be more than the grains of sand.
Yep.
When I wake up, I'm still with you. In other words, when we're sleeping, we wake up, God is still looking at us, daydreaming, thinking about us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what the verse says.
Man.
Grains of sand on a beach. We Man. Cannot even number, Pastor Rick, but the Bible says that's how often God is thinking about us.
Yes.
And so before you translate what God puts on your spirit, I want somebody to understand tonight that number one, you're always on God's mind. Number two, you matter to God and to others. And the thing that ties this bow together is those two things right there should make you understand, wow, man, they presented quite a case tonight. Well, God loves me too.
Yes.
Yes.
That's just unmistakable. Take
you know,
it away with what God is putting
I wish
in your
you would
spirit,
understand,
Pastor.
You and Tina, Pastor Mark, the Spanish version of this. Because it reads so powerful in Spanish. Cuán precioso me son, oh Dios, tus pensamientos.
Mm-hmm.
Cuán grande es la suma de ellos. Si los enumería, se multiplicaran más que la arena. Despierto y aún estás conmigo. You know, his thoughts are so precious towards us.
Yeah.
So precious. And we cannot comprehend that because we place different thoughts in our minds.
Yeah.
And we begin to believe the lies of the enemy because the enemy, watch this, Pastor.
Yeah.
He fabricates the truth with a lie.
Okay.
And when he does that, deception is born.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the devil will say, nobody loves you.
Yeah.
If your dad didn't love you, how can God love you?
Yeah.
You know, if this, this. Yeah. So he fabricates the truth of God's love for us for a lie.
Yeah.
And then deception is born in us and it's conceiving us, and we believe the lie of the enemy.
I think another way that deception and all of that turns into insecurity is we start taking that deception, we start taking that insecurity, we start taking all of that and we project it upon somebody else.
Exactly.
As if they should complete us. And when they don't complete us, there we go again with the big lie. And then here we go feeling like, well, since you didn't complete me or you didn't feel that void in my heart that I need you to fill, no, there's the mistake. Only God can fill the empty void in our heart.
Yeah.
Only
because
God.
Here's the reality. He created it on purpose.
And you know what,
Pastor? To be able to fill it.
Yes. Once you receive his love.
Yeah.
And it is bestowed upon your heart by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Nothing will separate you from that love.
Right.
No.
Nothing.
But what we do before we got saved, before God saved us, we went out too. And
exactly.
We went out looking for love in she, he, liquor, drugs,
Mickey Gilly.
Sex. That's what we were looking. And it completed you for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But after it wore off, or after the breakup, or after the encounter, life was still staring you dead in the face.
Yeah.
And so what we got to address is even the insecurities that we try to feel, it's never going to be enough until we feel that with the love that God has purposely carved out a void in our hearts that only he can fill.
Yes.
And so when we come back this last segment, we're going to come back with the only reason that God has given us a platform. We are going to give you the love that can fill you up and take you from here, and it will last forever.
Amen.
Because if you don't receive what we're going to offer you that last segment, then there is a point where God's love will separate from you eternally. And so if you're listening to this tonight, God is sending you a love letter.
Amen.
And what you do with it tonight will matter forever. And so stay tuned and come back to KWRD 100.7 FM. You are listening to Crystal the Rock. We are the sister station. We are also home to the number one Christian radio station in America. And Mrs. Tina, introduce these last couple of songs before we get to our last segment of the night.
Marco Barrientos, Esperanza de Vida. All that here on 100.7 FM.
No hay nadie como tú, Precioso y glorioso, tan bello y tan hermoso, oh, no hay nadie como tú, no hay nadie como tú. Precioso y glorioso, tan bello y tan hermoso, Jesús. Jesús, precioso Jesús. Oh, oh, oh. Quiero decirte que mi vida te pertenece, porque tú, Señor, tu vida diste por mí. Y en este canto yo te entrego mi amor para exaltarte y que todo el mundo sepa.
Corazón te canta a ti, por todo.